time.
Hey everybody, this is Ben. I'm your host of Friends with Ben, and I want to say it's been a long time, and thank you guys for tuning in once again. Today we have a very special guest, and without further ado, I will introduce said guest. So, many of you know that I have a special friend that lives with me, my houseplant Bob. Yes, Bob is a very wonderful dude. I love Bob very much. I take very good care of Bob. And Bob has said that he would like to be interviewed on Friends with Ben. And I figured since I see Bob every day, I might as well throw him a little breadcrumb and let Bob be interviewed. So without further ado, again, as I said, no more ados. Here is Bob. Hey, Bob. How are you doing today?
Well, Ben, I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm good, Bob. You know, had work, and other than that, just been chilling. Might go for a walk soon.
I might go for a walk soon. Must be nice to have fucking legs.
Bob, what's with the attitude?
I don't know. I mean, what? You got legs and you can walk around, but here, I just gotta be in this pot. So, yeah, big fuck you, bro.
Wow, I didn't know there was any animosity here, Bob.
Oh, the little douchebag didn't know there was any animosity. Well, I guess you got another thing coming then,
Okay, Bob, well, I get it. You wish you had legs. That's understandable. Walking is a good thing, and I'm sorry that you're stuck in a pot. But there's a lot of good things that you have too, Bob. You've got beautiful leaves. You've got nice strong roots. You've got a giant pot. You've got sunshine every day. I water you every day. Well, okay, that's not true. You would die. But I do water you once a week. I fertilize you once a week. I rotate you.
Yeah, you rotate me, yeah. Well, let's make that like that's some sort of good thing. I mean, motherfucker, every time I get used to a position, then you gotta turn me the other way. And I gotta stretch back towards the light. Yeah, your rotation's pretty damn cool.
Okay, so you don't like being rotated.
Would you like being twisted about every couple of days? I mean, come on, man, let's be real here. And let's think about that fertilizer. The fucking fertilizer, man.
Alright, Bob, what's wrong with the fertilizer?
Have you noticed that it smells like straight fucking horse shit, man? I mean, what are you trying to do to me? You spin me around, you horse shit in my fucking pot. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here, bro. And then you can get up and walk away from that horrific smell, and I gotta sit here in the pot.
Okay, I missed your leaves. I spray your leaves. I sprinkle your leaves daily. How do you feel about that?
I mean, do you like having water? Cold water? Just sprayed on you randomly in a day? Do you like it? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
Wow, so you don't even like being sprayed. I mean, all of the things I'm reading about plants are turning out to not be true if I listen to what you're saying. I mean, I'm spraying your leaves. I'm fertilizing you. I'm watering you once a week when needed. And I'm rotating you.
Oh man, really? We're back to the rotation? Why don't you rotate some bitches up in here? I gotta just sit here in this apartment by myself when you're out there in the real world on your fucking feet. You got the fucking feet and you got the ladies. And what do I got? I gotta sit in this pot. Nobody even walks by the window here, bro.
Well, I'm sorry if you're lonely, but I can assure you that I do not have the ladies either.
Well, yeah, that's true, okay. I exaggerated there. You're fucking lame, bro. You ain't got shit, bro. Ain't got no ladies. Come on, man.
Wow. What about the sunshine, Bob? We live here in California. You got nice sunshine.
I mean, yeah, the sunshine you put on me from one direction. And then when I get used to it, you spin me around. You spin me right around, baby, right around. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
Damn, Bob, I had no idea that you felt this way. Like, can I ask you, is there anything that you like? I mean, what makes you happy, Bob? Is there anything?
I mean, man, come on. Come on, man. I mean, come on. You sit right by me when we watch that TV. I watch it too. Come on, man. I love Love Island. Love Island is the shit, bro. Yeah, we, you and me, we chill together watching the Love Island. So, yeah, that's good, bro. I mean, fucking Chloe, Toby, come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Love Island is hella cool. I'll give you that.
Yeah, man. I mean, come on, man.
Is there anything else that you like?
I mean, what are we doing here, bro? Are we fishing? You want me to say I think you're a nice guy? I mean, come on, you're a nice guy. But you're doing all kinds of crazy shits, bro. You're rubbing my leaves. You're talking to me like I give a fuck. You're spinning me around. You're spraying me with shit. You're putting fucking horse manure in my fucking pot. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
Okay, understood. You only like Love Island and everything else I do annoys you. So I will, well, I'm going to have to do some of it to try to keep you alive. But I'll try to do less of the other stuff. I'll try to talk to you less.
Man, that's all I ask. I ask you to keep your fucking words to yourself, bro. I ain't got no feelings up in here. Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to the people before we end this interview and go on about our lives of me loving you, you hating me?
Oh, come on, man. Don't make it all a guilt trip up in here, bro. Come on, man. But yeah, I mean, there ain't much that I want to say to anybody. All I want to say is, man, get yourself some legs and get up out of the pot, man. You only live once, man. You gotta do it, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Come on, man.
Alright, guys, those are words of wisdom from Bob. Bob, we would like to thank you for being a guest today.
I mean, come on, man. I live here, bro. Come on, man. But, yeah, you're welcome, bro. I know you're lonely and need people to talk to, so, yeah, I mean, I'm here. You can speak to me sometimes, just not all the time, man. I mean, come on, man.
All right, Bob. Understood. Thanks again. And thank you all for joining me for this special episode of Friends with Ben. It's been a long time coming. You guys have gotten to meet Bob. So, thanks again.
It was a time. It was a time. It was a time for Friends with Ben. It was a time. It was a time.
Friends with Ben, yeah, yeah. Friends with Ben, yeah, yeah. Come back next week, we won't do it again. Friends with Ben, yeah, yeah.